Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarny Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother 01457-140-550. And otherwise, check us out on Facebook as well, BBM 987 FM. We're going across the nation thanks to NERS, you mob. And you can add to the conversation or get one started and talk about whatever topic you want to talk about regarding First Nations people and our existence here in the 21st century. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all the traditional owners across the deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Want to hear from you, mob. Going to jump straight in. Got to have a yarn with our MP here in Cairns, Member of Parliament, Michael Healy. Got him on the line. Michael, very good morning. How are you?
G'day, Trev. How are you, mate?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for coming to the program, my friend. I think we'll just jump straight in. Youth crime, look, to the max is upon us. What are we doing? What's the government doing? What can we do to stop this? I know, I will say this, Michael, our First Nation elders are not impressed with what's happening. A lot of the crime that's going on is majority of our First Nation youth. Look, it's not in our culture. We're not impressed. We need to make a stop to it, and we need culture at the table, I believe.
And look, Trev, I hear from you, and it was great to catch up the other night and briefly touch on this point. And look, Trev, before we even get into the meat of it, I want to say that I have met with a number of elders, and you're absolutely correct. Everybody, this is not just an Indigenous issue. Everybody in our community has concerns, whether you're black, you're white, you're yellow, you're green, you're whatever. Everyone has those concerns, and my responsibility is to every single one of those people in our city. So, look, there's a couple of things. First and foremostly, what we do know is around about 70% of kids who get involved or have some kind of interaction with the police or with youth justice, they usually think, wow, you know, probably a little bit like me or possibly even you, Trevor, as a young kid, you know, we might have had a little bit of a run-in, and it's like, wow, that's enough. You never have that issue again.
Exactly.
There's a very, very small cohort who are regularly involved, and there's about literally about 10 to 12% of these kids are creating up to 44 to 54% of the crime. So there's a really, really strong cohort of 20 to 30 kids. Mm. And now the big issue here is, Trev, is that these kids have not grown up in a traditional strong family unit. And we are seeing the collapse of the traditional family unit. We're seeing substance abuse. We're seeing a lot of these young kids are being... They just think of the worst upbringing, and they're just not getting a good start in life. Now, that doesn't mean that they can do and go and do what they do. So
exactly.
The first thing is, if you break the law, what we're saying now is that you will be arrested, you will be charged, and you will appear before a magistrate. Now, the magistrates... Now, primarily, a lot of the people are saying... These kids need a break. If we institutionalise them, it's going to make it harder for them. So we want to do them. We've got a wide range of initiatives out there. And, you know, whether we're talking about the space and place initiatives or whether we're talking about Bulya, Operation Bulya, we're talking about we've got a family wellbeing service. We've got youth and family head services which help with it. We have a wide range of services to assist these children to make better decisions to break the cycle. But... The big issue, Trev, is that if these kids break the cycle, I mean, well, I had an Indigenous woman in here the other day saying to me that her house has been broken into three times over 4 months.
Sure. I mean, so black people are victims as well to the crime that's going on. So it's not all
absolutely.
Like it's all white victims. This is across the board, as you mentioned.
This is absolutely across the board. So we have announced that we will be doing, number one strategy is we're going to be tougher on bail. Now, as people may or may not know, the Youth Justice Act is very clear. A young person can be remanded in custody to keep the community safe or to prevent them from reoffending. So I can tell you now, the realities are is that the young person is then taken into custody and will appear before a court, and the court has the ability to revoke bail and remand that young person. What that means is they can keep them or they can release them. Now, what we're saying to the courts are you need to make sure that those people who are going to break bail or they're at risk of reoffending, they need to be retained. The second one,
because they're being let out on bail, they just could do the crime again. And these kids know the rules of engagement, so they're playing us in a way, you could say.
That's exactly right, Trev. And the thing is, they have no respect for the law.
Exactly.
And they have no respect for the people in the community that get up and work every day and come home and they buy their goods and they want their houses to look nice and they paint them and they make the, you know, and then these kids come along and desecrate them. It's appalling. Second thing is we're getting, so there will be a big blitz on the bail. So we will be appealing more court decisions where appropriate. Thirdly, we're going to have a 24/7 police strike team. Now, this will involve not just busy hours, it'll be all hours. And we're going to have youth justice workers, and they're going to be, these are the youth justice workers who know who those risk offenders are, the high-risk offenders. They're going to be working hand-in-hand with police. So we will be targeting these juveniles, and they will be getting arrested. The other thing, Trev, which I think is just as important is, we believe that a cultural-based rehabilitation for Indigenous offenders, including new on-country initiatives...
Exactly. Well, elders are talking about taking the young ones out bush with elders, with First Nation people, working on culture, and they don't come back until they respect or understand and know their identity and understand their culture, which is respectful culture, and then come back in society.
That's right. That's exactly it, Trev. So we're going to trial that in Townsville, Cairns and Mount Isa. And I had a phone hook up the other day with the Minister for Youth Justice, and we're working our way through the finer details. But I can tell you that there are particularly, I've got some really, really good submissions here from Indigenous elders, and these programs look terrific. So I'm waiting for the criteria to come through before we engage. But as I have always said, Trev, the solution to a lot of the problems we have in our community are within our community, and we need to listen to our elders and we need to listen to the people in our community.
And they need to be at the table. Black people need to be at the table, especially the elders, in regard to the moving forward, you know, and getting these beautiful kids on the right track. I say beautiful because they're lost souls.
They are. And you know, at the end of the day, Trev, that's the key here. I mean, we know that just locking these kids up is not going to be the solution. It needs to be able to, you've done the wrong thing, you have to pay your price. But, you know, as I said, we've got that space and place. You know about it. I've seen you and the team there. We've got activities, whether it's reading or street soccer or youth gyms or, you know, strong families. Well, we've got these activities happening right throughout. Actually, I can tell you what, as you can see, from the 3rd of February to the 29th of March, the Space and Place, which is activities for youth in Cairns, they've got activities, whether they're at Murray Street, at Shang Park, at Balaclava, Rain Trees. There is a wide range, and Trev, I know you have that information. Mm. I have it on my Facebook site on a regular basis.
Yes.
These are great activities, and look, we want to do more, but the key thing is these kids, they just can't, the entire community needs to be safe at night,
exactly.
And these kids need to understand it's just not cool. You don't do these things.
Exactly, exactly. Well, it takes a community to raise a child, so we're with you on this, and let's get it together. I've got to go, Michael. Thank you very much for your chat.
You're a good man, Trev. Good to talk, mate. Happy days.
All right, brother. Bye-bye. That's Michael Healy, member of Cairns, and the youth crime is upon us, and it's sad. A majority of the crime is coming from our Indigenous kids. Lost souls, lost their identity as a black man. It's hurt me. The elders are speaking that way inclined as well, and we need to get it together, you mob. Have your say. Yarn up strong on the Deadly Program, National Talk Black. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Mm-hmm.
only in my mind, and I have been away alone this season. I waste so much time thinking of when I would hold you gently, and I look into your eyes, and I would be the one to calm your shaking. When you would cry, I miss you in my life.
Yeah, very deep song there. My Missing, that's Xavier Rudd here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, Yana Strong, give me a call, 1-800-422-416. The Murray behind the mic is the Baldy One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, and Yana Strong, please give us a call. All right, now, Victoria's First Peoples Assembly hopeful as it works to bring Aboriginal treaties to life. The First Peoples Assembly has begun its nation-leading work to prepare for treaties to be negotiated between the Victorian government and the Aboriginal nations. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with the Chief Executive Officer at National Native Title Council in Eastern Mar, Assembly Member, and that's Jamie Lowe on the line. Jamie, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, brother. How are you?
I'm very good, my brother. Thank you for coming to the program. First of all, brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yeah, so I'm from down southwest Victoria, Japarong, Gunditjmara man. So down Warrnambool Way, Great Ocean Road.
Too deadly, brother. Beautiful footprint down that way. Now, you're working in a very important space. We're talking about treaties, the First People, in conversation, negotiation with the Victorian government and the Aboriginal nations. How are we travelling in that space, brother?
Yeah, so we're pretty hopeful, obviously. And, you know, it's the first time, any government within Australia have actually kind of, decided to kind of negotiate with their First Peoples on treaty. So we're pretty excited down here, but also sceptical at the same time.
Sceptical at the same time. And we as First Nation brothers and sisters across the nation are watching this conversation. So, yes, very confident, but very sceptical as well. You know, we've been here for 60,000 years. We've had the yarns for the last 250 years and yet to see meat on the bone, so to speak.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, so we're optimistic. Our mob's got to have hope. Sometimes it's all we got. But, this state government, as it stands, they'll be the current government at least till November 2022. So we're going to try and use that window with the current government that we've got to try and lock away a few things for treaty.
And you've got to go to the table with an open mind. I think both parties, you know, and... look, the conversation is here, it's at the table, but we also need positive outcomes, you know. We don't need to be put so-called back in the in-tray and we'll come back and talk about this in 10 years' time. We need conversations now, don't we, brother?
Yeah, well, we need the conversations now. Followed up with those conversations need to be actioned. So just to make you kind of viewers aware, so we went through a process over the last 3 years to kind of set up the treaty assembly here in Victoria. So we went through an election where, community members put their hand up to be elected by their people, their peers. We also had some reserve seats put away for traditional owner mobs that have been recognised already. Mm. So collectively we've got an assembly now of traditional owners down here in Victoria of 32 members in the assembly.
Mm-hmm.
And our role is to set up all the rules for treaty to come, because we won't be negotiating treaty for the mobs. The mobs will be negotiating treaty for themselves.
Yes.
So our job is to actually kind of, set up the rules around the framework.
Sure.
What can be in a treaty, what powers do the state have to be able to negotiate treaty, and what's on the table, what's off the table. Whether it'll be a kind of statewide treaty or individual treaties of all the different mobs, or a blend of the both. You could have both.
Yes.
Big treaty and also individual treaties as well. We need to
The treaties we're talking about, when we're talking about different clan groups within the state, with on country, it could be different to the outcome for the individual or for the tribal mob. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. So there'll be obviously some similarities, but there could be some differences absolutely as well. So we have to kind of have a look at that. So obviously we're about 70 days in. The assembly's been around for about 70 days now. We've met twice, we know we've got a bit of work to do.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, we're watching you very closely, my friend. Please do keep in touch and love the work that you're doing. And look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Jamie, good talking to you, brother, and all the best to your deadly team there, cuss.
Take care up there.
Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there with Jamie Lowe, Chief Executive Officer at the National Native Title Council, and Eastern Ma Assembly Member, and the Victorian First Peoples Assembly hopeful as it works to bring Aboriginal treaties to life. And that conversation will be happening with the Victorian Government. So watching that space very clearly. Have your say, you mob. Add to the conversation here on the Murray Grapevine. That's National Talk Black. And your host, the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming to your library from First National Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM. We're going across the nation. Thanks to NERS. I want to hear what you've got to say. 1-800-422-416.
This is a story of a man we all knew, who gave us everything plus a part of his life. This man with a vision to create such a show, every day, every way, any day. Gone back to his dream time, gone back where time first began. With his vision he seemed so long ago, he'll be there forever, painting on and on. This man is a legend in so many ways. He's out with his music, we'll always say, and the sounds of laughter for the jokes that he told, every day, every way, any day.
This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Biting on the street one day, I saw a policeman. Come up to me and he did say, what are you doing, son? I said I didn't think that I was doing any harm. Then he went and moved me on. Said I was taking arms. Have you got arms for the beggar man? Have you got arms for the beggar man? Oh, they call me the beggar man. The beggar man.
so lonely. Now I walk around all day with tired and aching feet, and I am just surviving, cold biting on the street. Have you got arms for the beggar man? Have you got arms for the beggar man? Oh, they call me the beggar man. Beggar man, yeah, beggar man. Oh, the beggar man, the beggar man. Yeah, the beggar man, the beggar man. I am a beggar man. Let it go.
In the street light, howling at the moon. When I hit the beat, naraka babuyun murmuram rurakay. That's what a brother do, spreading that mood, bro. Get me on the dance floor, we could have a dance off, do it all night. Feeling all juiced up, getting my groove on, set it up super, we could take a flight. Aight?
I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you, cool as hell. I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you.
In the mirror, what you really wanna see? Is the person looking back? Are you really on track? Are you really on the path to where you wanna be? Doing out of nungu, only know me. I ain't in the coma, I really don't sleep. I ain't even tripping every minute that I'm living. I'ma kill it on the rhythm, we can keep it low key.
I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you. Cool as hell. I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you.
Yeah, double B there, Baker Boy, cool as hell here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, yarn up strong, give the Murray a call, 1-800-422-416. The Murray is the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here at the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander radio station here in Cairns, and that's BBM, Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service, for your daily program. It is National Talk Black, so have your say and have a yarn on National Talk Black. Otherwise, text the brother, 014-571-40-550, and otherwise check us out on Facebook as well, BBM 987 FM, and on our webpage as well, bbm.com.au, and you can see all the shots and all the yarns that we have, and also our podcast is there as well, so check that out. Message going out to all the Aurukun voters, temporarily living elsewhere, so if you're not on country, if you're not in the township there at Aurukun, then apply for postal vote before 7 p.m. 16 March. Do you usually live in Aurukun but aren't staying there now? You can have your say in the 2020 local government elections and vote for the Aurukun Shire Council. Apply for the postal vote. Call the Electoral Commission, Queensland ECQ. There's a free call number there, 1300 881 665. That number again, 1300 881 665. And your vote is very important. So if you want the mob in there at Aurukun to steer your ship into the future, your vote is very important. Now you can go to the ECQ office at 245 to 250 Hartley Street. That's here in Cairns. Apply online at the ECQ website. That's ecq.qld.gov.au/postal vote. All one word there. Call ECQ using the phone at the Aurukun Shire Council Support Office during office hours. That's at 200 McLeod Street, Cairns North, up until 4:15 p.m. On 16 March. Visit the Department of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships Office to get help to complete your postal vote application for office locations. See dapsip.queensland.qld.gov.au/people-communities/regional-centres. Election day is Saturday, 28 March, in the state of Queensland. you must complete your postal vote before 6 p.m. on election day. Then mail your postal vote to the ECQ in the reply paid envelope as soon as possible, or drop it into the returning office at 248-250 Hartley Street, Bungalow, Cairns, or at a polling booth. 2020 LG elections, the day to have your say. So there it is, your mob. That's mainly for our mob there from Aurukun, who are in the Cairns area, but to Aurukun mob across the country, wherever you are, you can go to the electoral government there and ECQ and put your postal vote in there. Very important to have your say. Sometimes we think, look, hey, I'll put my vote in. What's it going to mean? Well, your one vote could get the brother or the sister in that you want in. So there it is. Very important. And to have your community say by putting that vote in. Okay, Yarn Up Strong here on the National Talk Rap program. Yarn with Bally and Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I want to hear what you've got to say. 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
And the lines on your face, the answer is here, and the light in your eyes. Don't hide it away, like the dogs on the sheds, the sheds.
My name's Raven and you're listening to Talk Black on BBM 98.7 FM.
Too deadly. That's true and correct, Raven. This is National Talk Black, and you can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, and I'm with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're housed at the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. We go across the country, Mob. So big shout-out to all our First Nation radio stations across the country, our deadly black network, and getting all our stories, our yarns out there, and a very powerful tool that we use. So you can utilise it by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416, and have your say. Tell us what's happening with your clan, with your mob, with your organisation, and with your tribal areas. You know, you can yarn up strong here on the program, and talk about what's happening, all the good things, and plus all the bad things as well. Either way, frustrating you, motivating you, inspiring you, or you want to slap somebody with some positive stuff, give us a call, 1-800-422-416. Hopefully you're going to catch up with Margot Ward, founder and CEO of Kids Express. Now, key new campaign urging children and their families who have mental health issues to reach out and get help. The two organisations running the campaign are both not-for-profits, Stride and Kids Express. Point out that at the present time, alarmingly, many children who have mental health issues are getting absolutely no help at all. And look, a very important space that needs to be worked in, and looking after our young ones and give them a nice, strong foundation for their future. And so that's going to be a very important yarn. And hopefully catch up with Jesse Lloyd as well. Near forgotten songs will be brought to life when the national and international tour of Jesse Lloyd's Mission Songs project is now making its way to Cairns. So looking forward to that yarn as well. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Want to hear what you've got to say. Too deadly.
They mean maybe they say you are.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7.
Yeah, Two Deadly Mob, it is the Yarning Circle. It is National Talk Black, and you're yarning with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live here from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So that deadly number again is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother 01457140550. And otherwise, check us out on Facebook as well, BBM 987 FM. Across the Nation Mob, a very powerful tool. We have our saying, we have our yarn. A lot of stuff we talk about on First Nation radio station isn't talked about on mainstream radio. So a very important space and a very deadly tool. So do add to the conversation. And got some more yarns coming your way very soon. Stay tuned, BBM 98.7 FM.
Dim lights and sweet tasting wine, soft music playing while we dine. Looks like another night of romance on the way. Another night in a fool's game I'll play. Slow dancing to a jukebox in a bar, holding hands as we walk on out to the car. But where we'll end up in the end is not our place at all. Another night in a stranger's arms I'll fold. Just another night apart of telling lies and breaking hearts. Another roll of the dice in a fool's game. Another move I'll make in a fool's game.
Yeah, there it is, a fool's game. That's with Warren Millera here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, give the Murray a call, 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. We're going across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. We're going to catch up very soon and have a yarn with Jesse Lloyd when we can. So we'll try and get her online and have a chat and talk to her about her beautiful project, Near Forgotten Songs, brought to life. Near Forgotten Songs will be brought to life when the national and international tour of Jesse Lloyd's Mission Songs project makes its way to Cairns here in far north Queensland. So look, a deadly space. And look, it's taking place at the Tanks Arts Centre here in Cairns at Edge Hill. Mission Songs project features old and rare songs and gathered for members of the Stolen Generation who were forcibly taken to live on missions in reserves across Australia. So looking forward to that deadly yarn. But at this point in time, we're going to catch up and have a yarn. We're going to talk with Margot Ward, founder of CEO of Kids Express, a keen new campaign urging children and their families to have mental health issues to reach out and get help. The two organisations running the campaign are both not-for-profits. That's Stride and Kids Express, and pointed at the present time, alarmingly, many children who have mental health issues are getting absolutely no help at all, and that is very sad to hear. Margot on the line, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm very well, Trevor, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Where are you based? Where are you calling from, Margot?
I'm calling from Sydney today.
All right, well, big shout out to all the mob down there. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important space here we're talking. Yeah. Children with mental health need support. There's not a lot of work happening in the space, is that right?
You know, there has been work done in the space, but I think what we now know is around the toxic levels of stress that is impacting 1 in 7 Australian children. And we know that these are from issues such as domestic violence, neglect, bereavement, bullying. Mm. And we also now know that 1 in 5 children in Australia have been exposed to 3 or more of adverse childhood experiences. And the research also tells us that this can have detrimental impact, not just on their ability to communicate and connect, and learn, but also significantly can impact on their future. So it is time that we really focus on children's mental health. And we know for many people, putting mental health and children in the same sentence can be confronting. But we know that also the really strong foundations of good mental health starts in childhood.
Yes. So, and when we're talking about mental health and when we're talking about children, we're talking about a rocky foundation. We need a solid foundation for these young ones to build their future on.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do know that these adverse childhood experiences do shake that ground, as you say, and create that rocky ground. We also know that in recent years there has been some really important and very positive growth in the awareness of mental health issues in our community. And most of us are now aware of statistics in Australia, like 1 in 2 people will experience mental illness in their lifetime, or 1 in 5 Australians experience mental illness every year. But we're just not talking enough about children and children's mental health. And the fact, as you said, Trevor, that half of all adult mental health conditions emerge by the age of 14, and 3/4 of our Australian children with mental disorders are just not getting the professional help that they need. So this is why Stride and Kids Express are now partnering to really raise the awareness of specialist childhood mental health services across Australia.
Yes.
And really ignite a conversation that's really necessary around children's mental health.
And when we're talking Stride and Kids Express, look, fantastic two organisations there, non-for-profits. And then when we're talking about our kids as First Nation kids, is there any black employment? Is there black people working with these two organisations?
Certainly within Kids Express. So we can't say that we do employ Indigenous people at this stage. We certainly have worked with other Indigenous organisations, and we've certainly worked with Indigenous children. We also know that the research tells us that Indigenous children or young people are less likely to access mental health services. And so we know we need to listen, and we need to partner in communities to really understand the issues. I spoke to a young Indigenous mum recently who was 24 years old and had 3 children under the age of 8 and had been in very severe domestic violence situation. When she brought her children to our program at 24 years old, she said to me, "Look, it's too late for me, forget about me, but help my children." Now, through the process of our program, the Kids Express program, using the creative modalities, we use music, art, dance, drama to engage children and make them feel safe and help them build really safe building blocks. What was wonderful to have this conversation with this young Indigenous mum was at the end she said, "You never judged me, you just helped me be a better parent, and I'm now a better parent because of Kids Express."
And that's beautiful to hear. It's a positive outcome. Exactly. That's what it's all about. But to add another string to the bow, I strongly believe that there should be some black employment there in regarding black on black. That helps, because we're talking about the cultural aspect as well.
We both Stride and Kids Express critically believe in that. It is, we absolutely, I could not agree with you more. And as we're raising this conversation and awareness around specialist childhood mental health services, that has got to be forefront. We cannot come in, and we don't come in saying that we're the experts and everything. We've got to have the right people working in our organisations to make sure we really connect and understand with the community that we are trying to support and live in as well.
Look, a very important space to be working in. Love the work that Stride and Kids Express are doing. Thank you for chatting with us, and we as First Nation media are behind you all the way. Thank you very much, Margo, to you and your deadly team.
Oh, thank you so much, Trevor. Lovely to chat with you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn there with Margot Ward, her name is, founder and CEO of Kids Express. And look, it's a keen new campaign urging children and their families who have mental health issues to reach out and get help. And these two organisations running the campaign are both not-for-profits, that's Stride and Kids Express. And they point out that at the present time, alarmingly, many children who have mental health issues are getting absolutely no help at all. And that they need help, and that's what it's all about. Sick people need help, and that's what it's all about. But also they need black black people in there as well, our mob, working with our mob, and that's so very important as well. But mentioned domestic violence as well. A lot of the issues are because of domestic violence. And look, we across this nation, especially with Indigenous media, stamp it out, okay? We need to have no domestic violence happening within their communities, not our way. Love and respect our beautiful women and our children. Have you say, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Only got about 7 minutes left on the program, so give me a call. National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry, and live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
And I dreamed about the cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, their old papa, sister and brother. I dreamed about the girl who've been waiting for so long. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh Lord, I wanna go home. The young folks think I'm big in Detroit City. From the letters they think I'm just fine. By day I made the car, by night I made the bar. If only they could read between the lines. Cause you know, I rode a freight train north to Detroit City. And after all these years, I just wound up and wasting my time. Well, I think I'll just take my foolish pride, put on the southbound freight and ride. Going home to the loved ones, the one I have left so far behind. I wanna go home. I wanna go home, Lord, how I wanna go
you might be want to go home. There it is, and that's Deadly Yarn there from Detroit City. They want to go home. Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. But Murray going to sign off for you, mob. We come to the end of the program. Back in the hot seat again next week. That deadly number is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, 24/7, you can text the brother 014-5714-0550. Otherwise, check out our Facebook page as well, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, a very powerful tool. Love sharing with your mob, but Murray going to move on. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we've got the news coming up very soon through NIRS, National Digital Radio Service. Too deadly.
On TV, I saw a story of the Brisbane Blacks, a story that is touching, a story that is right. group of people sitting in a park, drinking in harmony, drinking until dark. You wonder why they're like that. Those so-called drunken blacks, they know that they've done no wrong, but the pressure from society. Culture slowly dies like a piece of paper thrown onto a fire. Now all we've got is ancient weapons. Now is our only trade compared to all the immigrants. Look how much we've made. You look down through your noses to see the black man groveling down at your feet with weary eyes looking up at you, waiting for the message to get through. Not in a bed, but in some warm surroundings, in a park or in a shed, warmed only by the grog that's been drunk through the day, warmed only by the grog, the killer of his mates. The very first Australians around, the very first people to be down. And why we fight is to be recognized, only to be felled by your blind eyes. Yes, only to be felled.